I'll just kind of cover some logistics really quick and let you know how this works. Also let you know that I am on a little bit of a time limit today. We're going to have an hour available to us because it's about 3 o'clock p.m. my time, Pacific time right now. And at 4 o'clock, I got to get my daughters off the bus today. So coming home from their second day of school. But the way this works is really simple. Right now, all the lines are muted. You can hit star 2 on your phone. That'll flag me. That lets me know that you want me to open up your line, and I will open up your line, and we'll have a discussion. And for you know whether you ask questions or not, and we've already got people raising their hand, and I see that, great. Even if you don't have me open your line specifically, and you just kind of want to listen in, you're going to get a ton of value from our time here together. And so with that, let me open the first person's line here. And we've got somebody, looks like you're in Orlando, and your line is open.
Hey, Kevin, it's Kat.
Well, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I know I fell off the grid for a while, but I just want you to know I'm still there. I just had to take care of some other stuff, and so I'm still peddling along, and I intend to stay peddling along until everything falls into place. So I just wanted you to know that.
Fantastic.
I know you haven't heard from me.
Fantastic.
So I'm still there out and about, and actually this time and this growth is just helping to zero in closer and closer and closer to what is what it's probably going to be.
Very good.
You know,
very good. Well, you know, I'm so glad that you joined us today and that I got a chance to hear from you. That is fantastic. That is fantastic. So what's been going on in your world, Kat?
Oh, my goodness. Just a lot of personal growth. I shared with you and some of your other students know that my son was going through a really difficult time with all the anxiety, and I'm happy to say that so I've been spending a lot of time there helping and nurturing and finding the right healing modalities, and he's out of the house. He's at his first new job. Today was his second day, and he hasn't had any panic attacks. He's not there on his emergency pills, nothing like that. So we've been doing a lot of what we talked about before. He's been working with me. I'm also becoming a life coach. So he's been allowing me to really step in that way. And one of my big things is just creating limiting beliefs. It was really beautiful because we did that together for him about the word responsibility, which was holding him back. He would interview absolutely well. They would love to hire him. And then in the minute that it became responsible, he would panic, thinking something was bigger than him, like control him. So we discreated what that paradigm was. And the next day, he got the phone call that
wow.
he got the job.
Wow.
So I've been doing a lot. Yeah, there's so much power in I've coming along in your program. I mean, anything that comes up as a block and the fear comes up, I just sit there peacefully now and like, what is the fear? Hear what it is and then do the work to discreate it.
Yep.
And get the truth of what really is going on. You know, what really is, not living in those untruths that we just accept over and over.
See, and that is
so that's
powerful.
A lot of what I've been doing.
Fantastic. You know, I'll tell you, you know, that kind of stuff, it never goes away. And it doesn't matter how far somebody gets in business, in life, whatever. I know for me, I've been working on some stuff, and I'm just kind of like, I wonder how this will be accepted. I wonder, and just even a conversation I had early this morning where I connected a couple guys, I was just kind of like, boy, I see this, and I hope that they see it too, because I really want them to see this, what I see in them, and why I connected them. And there is that little bit of fear, You know, and especially for me, like if I'm connecting a couple of entrepreneurs at a really high level who might have businesses way bigger than mine. I mean, my goodness, a couple of weeks ago, I made a connection for a gentleman who runs a very successful supplement business. In fact, they'll do over $100 million in sales this year. And
amazing.
And you know, my business isn't even anywhere near that size. And so, you know, the fear that would kind of, like, stop me is that, well, I would look at somebody like that, somebody like Josh, and be like, well, gosh, who am I to try to help a guy like Josh? Because look at him and look at his business. He's so much further ahead than me. And I would let that stand in my way for the longest time until,
yeah.
You know, finally, I know I had a conversation with one of my friends who was also a very successful entrepreneur that I connected, and that conversation went really well, and now they are, him and the other gentleman I connected him with, they're doing business together. It's going fantastic. But even after that initial introductory call that I made for them and I listened in on it, Robert had called me afterwards, and he's like, Kevin, he's like, what do you think of that whole conversation that we had today? And I was like, Robert, I said, I am so glad that it went the way it did and that you guys connected and that you saw what I saw, because, you know, I know you're a busy guy and I respect you, and you know, if I'm going to make an introduction, by gosh, I want it to be a good one. I want it to be worthwhile. And he was like, Kevin, do you really place that much weight on your shoulders every time you make an introduction like that? And I'm like, well, God, I guess I do. And he's like, well, Kevin, let me point something out to you. He's like, you know, he's like, even to be a Hall of Famer, it takes about 30%, which means anybody in the Hall of Fame, 70% of the time, they're off their game or they're just downright not doing well at all. But 30% of the time, they're doing well and they're on their game, which gets them into the Hall of Fame. And he's like,
yep.
So, in you know, if we look at that, he's like, you know, if you were to introduce people to me, and I invested my time in following up on those conversations, and out of 10 people, if only 2 or 3 of them, you know, led to anything, and the other 7 didn't lead to anything, that is a good investment of my time. And he's like, so get that weight off your shoulders. Stop being so concerned about it. Because, like, you know, Kevin, I know you, and I implicitly trust you, and I know you wouldn't waste my time. And so that was a game changer for me. And you know, but like I said, that whole thing of fear, it never, ever goes away. And every time we're doing something new, we have that feeling, you know, that like, oh, you know, I hope this works out. I want this to work out. I want it to work out well for the people, whatever that looks like. And so many people, and including myself, I have certainly been guilty of this. I let that fear slow me down or even sometimes stop me for a period of time. But once I just like, you know what, I know what my intention are. I know what I want to accomplish. I know it's a good thing. I know that I've got value to provide people. And will I always hit a home run? No, I definitely won't.
Right.
But I know my intention.
I can tell you, Kevin, I can share with you that just even this week, you know, just taking the minute to identify that fear sometime, such as this belief, I need to impress others to be successful. That is a very limiting, very limiting belief. And if you question that and do the turnaround of that, you will find it's not true.
Yep.
What you need to do is stay connected in your heart and just, right? But doing the work to turn that around is, it's just such a valuable thing. And I'd love to share with you. Ever want to do a workshop on that together, Kevin? I would love to do that with you. I've studied and done the discreating belief stuff for many, many years now.
Okay.
And I just put it out there that I would love to do that with you for your clients and for the rest of us students with you.
Fantastic.
And, I'm so glad to hear from you. I don't want to take up more time because I know I get so passionate and excited just being in your energy. I'd love to talk with you, but I'm going to have to disconnect because I'm actually, you know, I'm also a choreographer, and I'm teaching at a new studio in Orlando tonight for the first time. So I'm driving there as we speak. So
fantastic.
I'm going to get off the phone so I can focus. I just didn't want to miss you.
Well, Kat, I'm so glad you came on the line, and thanks so much. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, and hello to all your students, and it's glad to be back in touch with you.
You too.
All right, have a great call.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye for now.
Okay, so let me open up the next person's line here, and it is kind of bear with me as I go. Looks like somebody in Jersey City. And by the way, as I'm getting your line opening, what I want to do is just kind of point out, for anybody on the line here, you can shoot me an email to kevin@automaticincomecoach.com. So with what Kat was just talking about, you know, if something like that would be valuable, or, you know, whatever you get from today's, Q&A call, by all means, let me know. Reach out to me because, what I really want to do is, this is all about serving you and helping you to the best that I can. As you kind of gather, we've got some pretty amazing people in our community here, a wealth of knowledge, and this isn't all just about me, not by a long shot. And those of you, whatever you want to see as we continue moving forward, however I can best help you, I want to have an active dialogue with you. And that email address, you can reach me through that. And just let me know how to continue best serving you as we go forward. So the person in Jersey City that had your hand in the air, you hit star 2, your line is open. Hello, hello. It looks like your last 4 digits on the phone you dialed in from are 3695.
Oh, hello, Kevin.
Hello. Who am I talking with?
My name is Donald. Donald Crawler.
Well, hello, Donald. Welcome.
I'm calling you the first time, on this call line. I'm ears are open. I'm ready to receive whatever you got to say.
Well, fantastic, fantastic. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What made you decide to call in today?
Well, I got your email, and I'm looking at wings, to get out of this 9-to-5 I'm doing, and some supplements, some income, and try to retire. Does this work right? Yeah, it's my goal.
Very good, very good. I assume you came. How long have you been? How long has it been? Do you have any idea how long it's been since you first became a subscriber of mine and started hearing from me?
Kevin, I've been so in the past so much, going on. This is really my first time to get on this chat, and in the past, like I say, busy with this job and other things that was going on in my life, and. First time I can, sit down and really listen.
Yeah.
And take, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. So I would imagine that, reason you, whoever, told you about me to start with and the reason you, got connected with me in the first place was because you were attracted to this idea of being able to use the internet and be able to use technology to create a business that provided additional revenue for yourself.
That's right. That's it.
Very good. So have That's you, it. in the course of doing this, have you kind of, come up with something that you have a value that you could offer to other people that they would perhaps want to compensate you for?
Well, my wife, she was out of work for about going on 6 years now, and she started a little cupcake business.
Okay.
And on my job, I travel. I go to all airports. I work for aviation company. We service every company that has a plane and helicopters. I'll be in the tri-state area, up in the East Coast. I'll go to every airport from New York, Jersey, Maryland. I'm all over. So
gotcha.
I took a sample one day. I told her, give me a sample and give me a fly, and we started. Things started, coming together.
Uh-huh.
Got a little internet business. Yeah, we got cupcakes in the jar. She got a website. And, we're trying to, like you say, become that dream.
Yep.
Make that dream come true.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. So how are things going with her website?
Well, we got a lot of hits on Facebook. We got over 3,000, likes, and it's coming along. coming along. We do a lot of vending. We do a lot of, fundraisers. We do a lot. She do weddings, you name it. People call up and she got the time. Yes, we do a lot. A lot.
Very
a lot she
good.
Does.
Yes, I'll tell you, you know, one of the really cool things you can do, especially using Facebook, and I'm not an expert on Facebook by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, I play around with it a little bit, and I have a, you know, I mean, I've definitely used it to make some great connections and do some good things in business and all that. But what I can tell you is, you know, building a subscriber list of people. So, like, you know, that we can communicate just like I communicate with you. So that you can communicate with the people that have come to you, you know, just by making a simple offer of like, hey, I'll give you this in exchange for your name and email address. And now you're able to just have that ongoing dialogue with people and just find out how you can best be of service to them. And that's where it really comes from, Donald, is just, you know, having a heart to serve and help other people and just be actively engaged in this whole process. Because, you know, I mean, I know a lot of people think that, you know, this idea of, like, I just want to put up a website and have it put money into my bank account.
Right.
You can definitely have that. But I'll tell you, it's a whole lot more rewarding when you get to just have, you know, you can use this technology to leverage your efforts, you know, one-to-many kind of a thing, and really be of service to people. And when people know that you care about them and that you really have their best interests in mind, and when they feel that you have something that will help them or solve a problem for them or help them overcome some kind of a hurdle or what have you, they'll invest with you. And it just really comes down to having that kind of relationship. And the cool thing about the internet and the technology behind this is that it really does allow us to leverage our efforts and make great, great use of our time and communicate one to many in a very quick, simple, and easy way. And that's such a huge benefit of doing it like this. And so if I can ever be of assistance to you guys with your website, you know, I mean, I always promise, you know, on these kind of calls, I don't do a big sales pitch or anything. I mean, everybody pretty much knows if they're not a client already, they know that I've got a product called the Automatic Income System that I use to help other people. And that's always available for anybody who's not a client already. And so, you know, if that's something you'd be interested in, you can shoot me an email and I'd be more than happy to get you details on it and stuff.
Okay, it sounds great.
All right. Well, Donald, it was great talking with you. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it.
You bet. Appreciate you too. Bye for now. Okay, let's kind of keep going here. We got a few more hands in the air, and I'll remind any of you who might have come on after the my initial spiel of how this works. The way this works is really easy. If you've got a question, you want to talk with me, you just want to kind of share something with everybody that's on the line, you can just hit *2 on your phone. That'll raise your hand and put you into the queue, and we'll get your line open for you. And so right now we've got somebody, I'm getting ready to open your line in, looks like you're in Gainesville, Florida, and your line is now open.
Well, hi, how you doing, Kevin?
Good, who am I talking with?
Well, you knew me as Laura Schneider, but I got married and my last name is Laura Junio, you know?
Oh, well, great to hear from you, Laura.
I was had a question, a specific question. I've been thinking about doing e-books.
Okay.
Online, and how would I go about doing that? What's the best way to kind of market that? And I would want to use it to help people.
Okay. So let me ask you this, then, Laura. Do you already have the ebook written? Is it already a done thing, or
no? It'd be easy to write up them.
Okay.
Pretty much an animal expert in all the different areas, and so it's going to help people with animals.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, so an ebook is just, you know, whether, so, you know, when we have anything to offer, you know, whatever form it takes, whether it's an ebook, whether it's a report, whether it's an audio, whether it's a video, there's all kinds of forms that this can take. You know, what we're looking at is, you know, what is the big challenge or problem that we are helping someone to solve. And of course, I show you how to go into the message boards and forums for any given topic. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing in this day of technology that you can just do a Google search for message boards and forums on any given topic you can think of, and you will find message boards and forums on that where people are openly talking about, you know, that particular topic. And they're talking about their challenges, their concerns. And what's so cool about that is for business owners and entrepreneurs like us, it really just it allows us to get right inside the mind of our ideal prospect for what we're wanting to do and find out in advance what their specific challenges, their problems that we can help overcome, and it allows us to structure our offer accordingly based on the feedback that we can get that's openly available for us to find. And
okay.
It's not difficult. And so what I would suggest for you is just kind of do what I show you how to do in the big manual and go into some of those message boards and forums as it relates to that topic. Find out what people are talking about and their comments and everything. In this day and age of the technology and internet, especially when those forums allow people to be anonymous if they so choose, they will openly talk about anything. Because they know it's a forum where they can be anonymous and that they can possibly get help from other people and interact with other people. And so they're amazingly candid, which is huge, huge benefit for us. And so that's what I would recommend for you as far as how to go about doing that. Go into that and just, find out what people are talking about, and then you'll be able to structure your whole offer for that really easily once you have that kind of feedback.
Oh, you just gave me a great idea for the whole thing now.
Well, good.
I have been doing that, and I get a big response from people all the time that want to ask me more questions. So I guess I can use that to not only get to know them, but then make a way where they can know how to find me and then probably charge accordingly to what else they want to know.
Well, you can even do stuff like what we're doing right here, where I host calls like this for my clients and I do this kind of thing pretty regular and I use a platform called Instant Teleseminar for doing this. And there's a fee associated with that, but there's also another platform called freeconferencecall.com. And that is a free service. And I believe freeconferencecall.com allows you to host up to 100 people on the line. And so, even when you start getting subscribers and all of that kind of stuff, when you do something like this that allows you to take the relationship with them to a whole new level and just really have a dialogue with some of those people and just get to know them and find out where they're at. And even on a thing like this, some people can remain completely anonymous. They don't have to say their name or they don't have to say their real name or anything. They can come on a line like this and ask questions of you and all kinds of and other people in the community and all that and still remain completely anonymous. And so even something like this is really simple to do, and yet it allows you to take your relationship with those folks to a whole new level, and it just lets you kind of demonstrate to them that, I really do care about you, and I really do want to understand what you're going through and how I might be able to help you. And when you come across that way and people can see it, I mean, they're just attracted to you, and they want if they're looking for help and you have expertise on that subject that they believe you can help them with, then they're going to be in.
That sounds great.
Well, Laura, I'm so glad you came on the line. I'm glad we got to talk.
Yeah, me too. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. All right, well, let's keep moving along here. We got more people with their hands in the air, and my board is just lighting up here. So let me see. Next person, it looks like in line, is from Toronto, and I'm waiting for the signal that you – okay, I've got your line open.
Hello there. How are you, Kevin?
Hello. Who am I talking with?
This is Karen Llewellyn.
Hello. Karen, did you say?
I have a bit of a challenge for you, actually.
Okay. I'm up for it.
I'm wondering how you would apply these principles to the nonprofit sector. I work with a nonprofit organization in the States, a tax-exempt organization,
okay,
that has its mission as using media to champion underrepresented voices and ideas. So we produce things for, like, NPR, we produce things for BuzzFeed, et cetera, but at the same time, we connect the interested parties of our subjects with people who can help them with their problems. Say, for example, if we produce a program on literacy, we connect people who may need volunteers to teach people how to read with organizations that need that kind of service.
Okay.
But at the same time, of course, we would love to find donors, individuals who need the tax incentive, who care about service, who care about making the world a better place. And I guess in that circumstance, the product we're providing them is the ability to write off the taxes and feel good, and the PR benefit, et cetera.
Sure, sure.
So how would we apply these kinds of, you know, subscriber bases, et cetera, to this particular industry? I guess we could do it the other way and provide consulting services for people who need fundraising assistance, but nonprofits seem to think nonprofit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Where really, I mean, you know, really a nonprofit, and correct me if I'm wrong, but a nonprofit, they also need to be good at marketing, if you will, because they are looking for donors, and they need to be able to have a relationship with those donors. Is that correct?
Oh, sure. There's cards-relating marketing. I mean, even companies and organizations that may be providing services to the public or products to the public can benefit from cards-relating marketing with a nonprofit organization. They get the advertising, we get the donation, they reach more people, and they have the benefit, the public relations benefit as well. So, yeah, that's certainly a part of what you do.
Yeah. So how do you reach out to those kinds of people right now? What do you do right now?
Well, that's kind of where we are now. The organization's been around for a long time, but a lot of the funding came more from the grant making and corporate structure rather than the more service ended, focused, individual-focused ended efforts. So when you started talking about these particular things, I began to wonder whether we could expand our donor base, whether we create a membership structure and people, you know, subscribe to what we're doing that way, or
yep,
whether we reach individuals who are interested in making the world better, at the same time needing the tax incentive, et cetera. So we're kind of expanding, as it were.
Yeah. So how big is your donor base right now?
I'm sorry?
How big is your donor base right now?
Our president died recently, so we're kind of starting again. We don't have a huge donor base right now.
Okay.
We probably have about 5 or 6 contributors who've been able to supply, some of the major things that we're needing to expand.
Okay. So here's, you know, this could be a really valuable thing for your donor base. And, you know, back in 2008, we as a family, my wife and my kids, we started a family foundation, aptly called the Thompson Family Foundation. And in early 2009, my wife and I went down to Las Vegas for it was through the company that helped us create that foundation. It's called the Stewardship Institute. And they had this one-day workshop, and for, you know, anybody that had gone through them to create a family foundation could go to this workshop. And my wife and I went to this workshop, and what was very interesting is meeting with the other families, and the whole purpose of the workshop was just to come together as a group and talk about what you're doing in your family foundation and how you're helping other people. And as a result of that workshop and meeting some of those other members that also had family foundations and them talking about their vision for their foundation and the passion and the different things that they were doing and how that was impacting people's lives. I mean, it was such an emotional experience. And you know, that company has not held another workshop like that since 2009. And I know I was talking to Tom a few months ago, and I was telling him, I said, you guys should really do more of those workshops, because that was a life-changing experience for my wife and I, and it really got us to be able to get clear on our vision for our foundation when we were just starting out at the time. And you know, something like that, where your donor base could come together, and then also where you too could communicate with them, because I will tell you that, you know, birds of a feather flock together. And so if you were to host something even like this, like a virtual event for your donor base, and just let them know, you know, hey, I want to have a regular dialogue with you about how, you know, we can work together to do what we're all trying to do, and I want to find out from you, you know, what's important to you. And also it gives you the opportunity to let them know that we're looking for more people like you. We want to expand this community so that together we can do a whole lot more than we're currently able to do. And then it gives you the opportunity to let them know what you're trying to do, and also to find out from them, you know, what's important to them, and how they would want to maybe tell other people about how they can get involved in what you've got going on. And see, when you know this whole referral thing, and like having a base that you do have, that might be a small base. But like I said, those people, they know more people, and that's a really easy way to start expanding. In fact, I mean, that is the very process that I've used in growing my own business all these years. I did my very first collaborative project back in June of 2007 with a friend of mine named Mike Crow, and after that experience, it was such an enjoyable and worthwhile, and it was a rewarding experience as well. It was profitable. I was like, wow, I want to start doing a whole lot more of this. And so I just started talking with Mike. He was the first guy I ever did it with, and I was like, Mike, this was such a great experience. You know, I would like to do this with more people. Do you know anybody else that I should be talking with? And he's like, yeah. He's like, I know a couple people. He's like, let me reach out to them. Let me introduce you. And that just started kicking things off. And since then, we have – well, right now we're in the middle of a collaborative project with a gentleman right now, and we're doing an event for his folks next week. But that is project number 463 since we did the first one in June of 07. And so, you know, all from that very first one. And so, you know, you definitely have the makings – for something like this. Now it's just a matter of start interacting with the folks that are in your current base and just, you know, taking a really proactive role in that relationship with them.
And the internet comes into here this where exactly, because as I said, we're rebuilding after change, and so the idea is to reach out to people who might potentially become a part of our donor base, rather than, you know, I'm trying to see how we incorporate the internet into doing this.
Yeah. So, well, I'll tell you, if you empower the people in your donor base to be able to let other people know about you, and you have a website in place, or you have, you know, something of offering to them that's all about, you know, the benefit to them of being a part of your community, of being in your donor base, and you can automate that kind of stuff where you can invite people to you know, become whatever you want to call it, you know, become a, you know, I mean, a membership where they're maybe not yet a donor, but they're just curious about it, and that they can come in and they can, you know, give you their contact information and start a relationship with you and start a dialogue with you, whether that takes place via email, whether that takes place of, you know, in addition to email, doing events like this where you're actually communicating over the phone with those groups of people, all of that kind of stuff. You can certainly use technology for all of that.
So, but we would have to have a pre-existing solid enough donor base to do that kind of networking with. There's no way to simply incorporate the kind of subscriber list and so forth that you're doing to generate a donor base?
Well, so why do you feel you could not start with your existing donor base if you just started having a more personal relationship with those people, like, you know, reaching? So how often do you talk to your donors one on one?
Well, that's what I'm saying is a lot of our board are in name only, so we're kind of rebuilding after our original president passed away.
Okay.
So a lot of the individuals who were part of that donor base were within his personal circle.
Okay.
So we're kind of starting again. In fact, we've expanded, redefined our mission, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the idea is to bring people who, all of, I guess, the state said if you want to start that, but we do this globally as well, into our community, not just only to support what we're doing, but to benefit and expand from what we're doing, if that makes sense.
That's right, because nobody supports you nobody supports you or a nonprofit for your reasons. They all do it for their reasons.
Right.
And so when you're able to find out from them what their reasons are, I'll tell you, a perfect place to start is, do you have existing donor base that of people that you could actually reach out to right now and have a conversation with, a phone conversation with?
Not particularly. That's where we're starting from, is we need to start generating the kind of interest and building a donor base from scratch.
Okay.
A lot of the people who are presently a part of our donor base are no longer really, they were, tied to this individual who's no longer living, and we're contributors largely as a personal favors to them, et cetera. That's one of the challenges in the nonprofit sector when you're a small organization, is your efforts may be, start with a small circle, but expanding can be a bit of a challenge if that circle kind of closes, which is where we are now.
Gotcha.
So, that was why I was to pull from a pool of individuals who are becoming successful because they're working from a service-oriented mandate, the kind of thing that you're teaching here, and may need the incentive, at least initially, of the tax deduction to be interested in what we're doing in order to at least start to fortify the foundation so we can expand a little bit more.
Yeah.
That's why I wondered whether the nonprofit sector really had a place here. I could see in terms of what you're saying is the people who are selling products, selling services, whatever, but I'm not sure how this would apply to our industry.
Gotcha. So, and really all the way that it does apply is by finding out what motivates people. And you're right, when I started our family foundation in 2008, what was going on that year was that was the first year that I started making some pretty substantial income that I knew that, I was, like what you were talking about, I was looking for a tax break. And it was a real self-serving reason for starting that family foundation. And that's why we started it, was because I was like, you know what? I can put money into a family foundation, and I can put that money in there tax-free. I'll end up still controlling it, and yes, we'll be able to do some good things with that. But the self-serving reason was I knew it was going to give me a really substantial tax break. And then the following spring, when we went to that workshop I was telling you about, that's when I was like, wow, you know what? I kind of felt like a schmuck, because I was like, we started this because I wanted the tax break. But we really got a vision for this. So if you know what? Here's the thing. CPAs are a great source for something like this. And I will tell you that most CPAs, quite honestly, most CPAs, I know because I've been through several in the course of my business years, they don't serve their business owner clients as well as they could. And there are many CPAs who have lots of clients that would really benefit from hearing from somebody like you. And if you offered to offer something for CPAs at no charge to them that they could share with their client base.
That is brilliant.
Well, yeah,
it's absolutely brilliant.
I mean, it's all about serving
others.
Even
if all we do is start with a Google group or a Yahoo group and post what motivates your clients to donate to organizations. What are they seeking? Is it still a feel good? Is it something else? Do they want the advertising? That is brilliant, Kevin.
Well, thanks.
That's wonderful. I hadn't even thought about CPAs. That's marvelous.
So
wow.
Yeah, I mean, because well, they have your ideal clientele, especially if you know if they're not a you know because most CPAs, I mean, a lot of CPAs just serve individuals doing individual tax returns, but you're looking specifically for CPAs who serve business owners and entrepreneurs.
At least in terms of trying to learn how individuals who are benefiting from the kind of you know the kind of new service industries in terms of learning what motivates them to give. So that's a great place to at least start.
Absolutely.
And who knows? You know, as you say, a little networking and a little right place. But it's not like we need to raise a ton of money to get started with what we're doing. But if a little networking goes a long way. And I thought, excellent, what a great idea. What a great idea.
Well, I'm glad
thank
I
you for
can
providing
help.
That.
I'm glad I can help. You know, I will tell you, I've got a friend of mine who his expertise is combining, you know, people who do not entrepreneurs who have a business but do not have a what's the right word? I'm looking for a nonprofit side of their business. They do not have a nonprofit organization like our family foundation. His whole expertise is showing them how to marry the two, how to marry your business and how to marry your nonprofit charitable organization, because your charitable organization will open doors that you can never, ever open with your business, and, of course, your business will open doors that you can never, ever open with your charitable foundation, your charitable organization. And
right.
So
yeah.
his whole thing is marrying those two together so that you can do far more by doing that. And I'm certainly not an expert and couldn't even talk on that topic effectively, but if it was ever, you know, if it was worth an introduction for you, I'd be more, his name's Kevin Breeding, and I would be more than happy to introduce you to him if you know, at some point that would be a worthwhile conversation for you to have.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. Well, it was great talking with you, and we'll keep going here. We've got a bunch more folks with their hands in the air, and I am going to do my best to get to as many of you as I can in the remaining about 19 minutes that we've got available here to us. And let me see. Somebody is in Phoenix and had your hand in the air, and I have got your line open now.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Good, good. Who am I talking with?
Well, you get two for one. I'm Wayne Brown and Mike Noggle here. We're business partners, and we've got a website called Gear for Pets.
It's so called what for pets?
Gear, G-E-A-R.
Gear for Pets. Okay. I'm going to pull
so
it up on my computer as we're talking right now.
Yeah, so we've been in business a couple of years with that, and we've really I would say struggled to get it off the ground, although we do have several people working on our business. We've got a guy doing our SEO search engines right now, and we've got somebody that we just hired to do some Facebook advertising for us. And although it hasn't taken off like gangbusters, we certainly do enjoy everything that's involved with looking at the different items and going to different pet shows and doing things like that. In fact, we ended up connecting with somebody that you had recommended a while back on the Amazon. Oh, what was that called? Hold on here.
Oh, with Jason.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. So we're kind of in the process of trying to do that. We've got some items that we're looking at overseas to have private labeled for us. And then they actually turned us on to another guy to work on ClickFunnels.
Gotcha. Okay. Very
so
good.
So we've got a lot of irons in the fire right now, and we are maybe too many irons in the fire, and my brain is going in about 20 different directions.
Yep.
But, again, we are finding it challenging, to say the least.
Gotcha. So I'm looking at your website, and I kind of looked, clicked over here to your blog, and it looks like you guys just put up, Wayne just put up the latest blog post today.
I did.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And so do you guys have like an email subscriber list associated with this website?
I've only got it. What we do, it's available on there. The only thing, we don't have a whole lot of subscribers right now.
Okay.
I'm trying to put together a ClickFunnels or some type of thing that will get us out there so that people will know who we are.
Yep.
And subscribe.
Yep.
To our list.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So what I will tell you is that, you know, most people would not subscribe to your list just for the gear and the cool stuff that you have to offer. You know, I mean, of course, people invest in this stuff all the time for their pets. My gosh, I mean, we're totally guilty. I mean, we get all kinds of stuff for our pets and stuff. We got two cats and two dogs. And but what I can tell you, you know, what I would suggest to you is the same thing that I told that first gal. There's tons of message boards and forums out there for pet owners. And just go and start looking through some of them and talk about, you know, find out, you know, what some of the real hot topics are for pet owners, you know. And I know we just lost our dog Coda last month after having him for 13 years. And, like, you know, that was a rough experience. That was a rough experience, and I mean, he ended up having something was going on. He all of a sudden he just started having seizures, and like multiple seizures in one day. And we took him to the vet that first night, and he was having something was going on with him, and we got some medication, and thinking that it might kind of stop the seizures, and it didn't. And the next day and that night he was having more seizures. Excuse me. And we ended up, and I'll tell you, you know, our kids watching that happen, that did not bode well with our little kids watching the dog go through that, you know. And heck, it was tough on us. And the next day we ended up taking Coda to the vet, and we had him put down, and we did not take the kids with us. It turned out the kids were actually in vacation Bible school that week, and so they went there, and we took Coda in. And my little daughter, Ellie, she's trying to figure out how this worked, you know, and she's like, you know, asking me, you know, Dad, where's Coda now? Is he in heaven? And I'm like, yeah, he's in heaven. And she goes, well, Dad, how did that work when you took him to the vet? He goes, she's like, did the ceiling just open up and did he just go up into the sky? Is that how it worked? And I'm like, you know, this is a challenge to explain this stuff to your little child, you know.
Sure.
And you know, and I know just having gone through that experience. You know, I got to imagine that is probably a topic of, you know, of interest. I mean, you know, going into some message boards and forums would either confirm or deny that. But if you could put together some kind of information that you knew for a fact was a hot topic for pet owners, and you could offer information to help them with that to get them on your list, now, you know, now you can expose them to all the stuff that you do.
Sure. And we are trying to put together a subscriber page for my ClickFunnels, and I'll get that going on the site pretty soon, and we'll be able to send that out. I think that'll help drastically on expanding our list right now.
Yeah, yeah. Because I tell you, you know, pet owners, they're pretty rabid about their pets, you know, and I used to necessarily not be that way. I remember thinking, you know, why would somebody spend thousands of dollars, you know, to take their pet to a vet? And a few years back, one of our cats got ran over by a car out front of our house. Oh gosh, this would have been like back in like 05, 06, And I loved that cat so much. And what was so funny is when my wife and daughter first brought that cat home, it was around Christmas time. And when they brought that cat home, I was like, take that cat back to the store. We don't need another cat. And my daughter's like, but Dad, you know, it was Caitlin. She's 24 now, so she was much younger then. This was like a good 10 years ago. She's probably 14. But she's like, Dad, we got this for you for Christmas. And so then they guilted me into letting me keep this cat, letting them keep this cat, and then I ended up falling in love with that cat. And when that cat did get hit by that car, and my wife and I were shopping that evening, and when we came back, actually when we were out grocery shopping, our oldest son called us and to tell us, hey, the cat got hit by a car, and so we're like racing home, and when I get home, they had the cat inside the house in the kitchen, laying in a blanket, and the cat just like looked up at me and started meowing at me, but yet his back end was completely crushed.
Oh.
And I'm just like, my gosh. And in that moment, I called the emergency vet because it was after hours, and that's when I got it, because I was like, right now, I don't care what it would cost. If I can give this cat a chance at living and having a decent life, I wouldn't care what it cost, $1,000 or $2,000 or whatever. I would have paid it.
Sure.
And that's when I really got it, because I used to think, man, you spent that much, you took your animal to the vet and it cost you that much, you're crazy. But that's how people are with their pets. And so, you when you give people, when you are able to communicate with people that way about their pets and even give them a forum and a place where they can talk openly and share their own stories and their own experiences, I mean, that's a powerful thing right there. That's
sure,
a powerful
sure.
thing.
And the last caller that you were talking to, it made me think, because now we don't have a ton of sales right now, but we do give a small portion to a local shelter here. And if I wasn't mistaken, did hers have something to do with pets as well, a nonprofit for pets?
I don't know. I don't know if it was for pets or not, to be honest.
I'm not sure what it was for, but it made me think, she could go to different sites too for, there's a thing out there that's called Smash Fund, and it's fairly new, but it's along the crowdfunding platform. I'm getting ready to put that on my website for people that want to donate, that will also help go to that local shelter as well. So
gotcha.
It's fairly neat thing there too.
Yeah. Well, Wayne, I got to tell you, I applaud you on what you're doing, and I just love hearing from people who are just doing things, it doesn't always go. I don't think it ever goes as fast as we would like it to go, but you've got forward movement, and that's what counts. That's what
yep.
counts. You're on a path, and we're figuring stuff out,
Yep. Just keep plugging along.
That's
and
right.
And I thank you for your time.
You bet. Good talking with you, Wayne.
Same here.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, so let me see here. We have got a couple more hands in the air. We got about 9 minutes left before I got to run. So let me – I got somebody in Asheville. Your line is open.
Hi, Kevin. It's Christina.
Hello, Christina.
Hey. I emailed you recently, and I was talking about my business, and you answered a question for me that was real helpful about what to call my website, because I still don't have a website, and I'm wondering what to call it that will be something that will explain what I do but will also pull in the right people. And it's kind of tricky because I'm a wellness coach, and I mostly coach people about diet, nutrition, supplements, but other things as well that they can do for their health. So it's kind of general, but then I know there's specific things related to my personal story and that things that are really needed in the world right now. And one of those is people really need help with anxiety, depression, insomnia, chronic pain. There's a lot of topics, but there's a few that are just seem like they're really hot right now. And so my coaching addresses all of those, but I don't want to be too general as far as the website goes. So you gave me the answer, like call it anxiety free versus like a natural health website or something
yeah.
like that. And so that's great, but what about all those people who have insomnia that I want to pull in too? If I call it something like anxiety-free, then I'm potentially missing out on
sure.
all the other similar issues that people might be having. And so I'm just still in that quandary of what, how to really present this.
Yep. So, okay, I can definitely help you with that. And so for one, if you start with the initial thing, and, like, you know, use that tool that I show you, the SEO book tool, to kind of do a search, like, you know, on like, you know, anxiety or depression, and kind of find out which one gets the most people looking for information on, and that'll kind of give you a gauge on, like, a starting point. Because if you got way higher numbers on one versus the other, then you know what, go with the one where more people are searching for. But as far as
No problem. Go ahead.
So as far as, like, you know, if you're starting to put something together, like, let's say, like, we just follow, you know, what we were talking about as far as anxiety free, and you start there. And then you go and you're like, you know what, okay, I can serve these other spaces too. You have one of two options. You can start up another website with another topic. So, like, you know, it could be depressionfree.com or what have you. Or you can get just another domain name. And it could be depressionfree.com, for example. And then you can forward. You don't even need a whole other website. You just have Kendall or Sharon or whoever set up a subdomain on your existing website. And so I do that with my own website at Get Mold Solutions. I've got multiple domain names that go there. And I can't remember all of them. So, like, but I have, like, you know, Get Mold Solutions is the main website. But I think we've got Toxic Mold Resource Center. We've got, you know, we've got other domain names. But they all go to GetMoldSolutions.com. They're sub pages of that website. And so that, like, whatever they came in on, it won't show GetMoldSolutions.com. If it's Toxic Mold Resource Center, they'll come in, it'll show Toxic Mold Resource Center, even though it's on the Get Mold Solutions website.
So you're not bound
by this. And, of course, once you get a subscriber list of people and you're now communicating with them through whatever means they came to you, you know, whatever, you know, you are an expert on and you have knowledge on that's more than their knowledge set and you can speak to effectively, you know, you're more than free to communicate with them. I mean, you know, look at the different, like, kinds of conversations we've had here just today. And even, you know, some of the stuff that came up that, I mean, I know I made the comment to one person that, like, hey, I'm not a Facebook expert by any means, and so I certainly can't speak to that effectively because that's not my bag and that's not what I know, but I can tell you about this. And there's this misnomer that people have of thinking, like, well, what if I get people asking me about something I don't know? Well, you know what? You tell them you don't know. That's all you do. You know, you
right.
don't know about that topic, but you know about this topic. And once you have subscribers that you can communicate with, and whatever topics you are comfortable on talking about and that you do have knowledge on, then by all means, share that knowledge with them. And so you can use the website to go through multiple things, but what I would caution you against is trying to do it all at once. Take one track to start with, and then get that going. And then once you've got that going, by all means, you know, whether it happens organically through your communication with your existing subscribers or whether you just start a secondary track.
So you would say to pick something specific, whether it doesn't really matter, whether it's anxiety, insomnia, depression, just pick one and start there and then see how it flows, see what people are wanting, and see, just get the experience of having people coming to the site.
Yes.
But you think it'll be easier to direct traffic to the site if I have something specific?
By all means, because if you have thing that's a big wide array of all kinds of stuff. I mean, I remember just the other day I was on this website that I know what website it was. It was called selfgrowth.com. And I'm like looking around that website and I was like, my gosh, there's so much stuff here. How do you ever find what you would even want? And I just gave up. And I know they're a big website and I know they're a successful company, but I certainly did not land there and go, like, well, this is what I was looking for. I'm like, I landed there and go, how the heck do I even find what I'm looking for? And so when you do it this other way, you when people come there, they do have that this is what I was looking for feeling.
And then there's a real person who's had a real experience of what they've experienced, and they feel like, wow, I have a friend here that
That's right.
is on my side that's
that
going to help me,
right.
which is really unusual because I've been looking, you know, researching all this. I've been looking at a lot of different sites, and there's very, very few where there's actually a human being that you can identify
yep.
that's associated with the site.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, like, I mean, I really believe that your method works. I mean, I see, obviously, it has worked for you, and I can see the appeal of it. Just even though I don't care about mold or whatever, I can
that's
see
right.
how someone going to your site would be like, yeah, this works for me. So simple, and there's this person right there in the front page. So all that really makes sense to me. I just haven't done it yet because I didn't know what to call myself. But
yep.
An anxiety free is probably already taken. But
you'll find
something.
You know,
like
the cool
it.
Thing is when you go to GoDaddy and you type in anxietyfree.com, and if it is taken, they will naturally make other suggestions for you. And so just
okay.
play around with it a little bit. Have some fun with it. Try some different, you know, searches and stuff. You'll find something that works. You'll find something that works.
But if you're saying it's not such a big deal, then if I had anxiety free and things were going well, it's not such a big deal to get another one called insomnia free and do a similar thing with that.
Nope, not at all. If you can speak effectively to that too, then by all means you can do that too. What I would only thing I caution you against is trying to do it all at once.
Yeah, don't do it all at once. Just do one at a time.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
You
That's
are
great.
So welcome. It was good talking with you. Well, I'll tell you what, we are at the top of the hour, and I have to go and get my little girls off of the school bus. And I had an absolute pleasure talking with you today, and I know we got to most everybody that had their hands in the air, but I'll tell you what, if you got value from this, I would absolutely love to hear from you. Shoot an email to me at kevin@automaticincomecoach. Let me just see right now, hit *2 on your phone right now, and I just want to see if you got value from this, just hit *2 on your phone right now. And let me see, because I mean this is going to basically let me know, am I going to keep doing this kind of thing or not? And so if you hit *2 and let me know, okay, very good, because that's what, you know, that's just what I want to know, is that like, you're getting value from doing this kind of thing. And so yeah, let me hear from you, and as we keep moving forward, I'll continue doing more things like this, so that because I get as much value from this as you do. And so have a great rest of your day, everybody, and we'll be in touch. Bye for now.